We're visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you played a lot of basketball, but you haven't played since last Tuesday against Silver Lake. You had a couple of victories a little over a week and a half ago, back-to-back over Chase County, beat them at the buzzer at their place, and then played the next night against Santa Fe Trail. But I guess after playing those four games in that six-day stretch, you feel like you're able to get some practice time in finally?
Well, kind of. You know, it's kind of our history so far. You know, we had the Flint Hills League tournament, and that was kind of messed up because of all the bad weather and snow. You know, it all kind of got scrunched together. If I remember right, we ended up going like Wednesday. We played Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and that. But we missed all the practice time Monday and Tuesday. We didn't even have school that Wednesday, but we, because of the tournament situation, we had to get those games in, and we played on Wednesday. So we get through the tournament, and then we were able to practice on Monday. We turned around, played Ottawa on Tuesday, and then we were able to practice on that Wednesday. And then we had a four-game stretch in a row. We played Chase County on Thursday, which was a makeup game, and we were able to win that. And then we played Santa Fe Trail on that Friday, and we were able to win that. And then Saturday and Sunday off, and then we turned around and played Monday against, I can't remember, Council Grove, and then we played on that Tuesday against Silver Lake. So it's been a lot of games scrunched into a short period of time. And, you know, we've played so much. We gave our kids Wednesday off. It just felt like everybody needed a break. But then we were able to practice Thursday and Friday, and we felt like we had some pretty good practices in there. So, you know, it's a – if you're a player, you love it because you're not practicing. You're just playing games. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? But, and it's hard to improve. You're playing four games in a row, and a lot of it's just chalk talk and trying to draw things up and talk through it and stuff like that. But I've really felt like our kids have improved a lot in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, all of our games, these last four games, we won two of them, but we were close against Council Grove. You know, we had a six-point lead there late in – somewhere in the fourth quarter we had a – six-point lead, and we just kind of let some things fall off the table for us. And we played Silver Lake very well. We got it tied up late in the game, and we just weren't able to make some of the plays at the end that we needed to. But, you know, we're playing a lot better than we were clear back before Christmas. I mean, we're just steadily improving. That's what we're doing.
I would agree with that, coach, because especially when the shootout came around, you played West Franklin, and then because that was like you played them that following Friday, and then you played them in the first round of the shootout. I feel like that was a confidence booster for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know if you remember right, but we did play West Franklin on a Friday, and that's when we got all the bad weather. And we didn't have school on Monday. We didn't have it on Tuesday. But we turned right around. We played West Franklin again just because that's how the seeding was in the tournament. And, you know, we were able to beat them, and that was just kind of like, I don't know if that's when the kind of the light switch got turned on for some of our kids. I just kind of figured some things out, and I told our kids clear back at the very beginning of the year, we played Santa Fe Trail in our preseason tournament, and I can't remember how much they beat us by, but it was double figures, 18, 20 points, somewhere in that neck of the woods. And I said, that was the perfect game for you because you can use that as a barometer to see how much you've improved. You know, they beat you early in the year. You know, we had a new team. We lost Landon Boss. We have to find basically five new starters and kids coming off the bench. I told him that's a good barometer so you can see yourself later on, because we knew we were going to play them when we played them. And, you know, 6-8 weeks later, however long, you can see that we did improve quite a bit and we're able to get that win. So
visiting,
that's
kind
of where we're at.
Yeah.
Improving.
Definitely. Visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, coach, you got Rossville coming up tomorrow. You go to Opie on Friday. And then next week you'll have St. Mary's. And then before we talk again on the 19th, after our next conversation, you'll have Lebo. So you got three really good games coming up against some really good quality competition.
Yep, that's, you know, we play Rossville tomorrow night, and they're kind of about like us, to be honest with you. They're winning a few games, losing a few games, and, you know, it's our home game, it's our homecoming, so you know, it'll be a fun night, and kids will be ready to play. You know, then we play Opie on Friday, and their kids always play so hard. It's always a good game when Opie and Osage City play. It's just kind of like our style of play gives them fits, and their style of play gives us fits. You know, we try to really pressure the ball and get after you, and they do the same thing too. And they rebound the ball really well. They're physical, and you know, they're every year. You know, Chris has been there coaching forever, and I've been coaching here at Osage forever, and you know, we've had some pretty good battles over the years. So then we play St. Mary's here late after that, and you know, they're a good team. They're well coached, and that'll be a tough game for us as well. So yeah, it's hard to believe we're kind of getting down to the home stretch and getting down to nitty gritty. There's 3 weeks of basketball left to go, and then we get into the postseason. So it's going pretty fast.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck with Rossville tomorrow, and best of luck on Friday with Opie on Friday, and best of luck next Tuesday with St. Mary's. And I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Sounds great.
That's Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.